Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander with a very special guest today. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to give you a little taste of what's going to happen on March 14th. We have Ron Kalibi from Myers & Power, a local mutual fund company, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on today. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you have any opening comments, Ron, just to kind of give us a little taste?
No, I'm just very happy to be back. I think the last time I was on your show was my birthday.
That's right,
so
it was.
We must have done something right to ask me back.
What's going on with the Federal Reserve right now, Ron?
Sure, that's the biggest question I seem to get in my day-to-day life as a money manager is what's going to happen with interest rates. The Federal Reserve right now has signaled that they're in a rate increasing mode. So as we look out the rest of 18, you might see three small interest rate hikes. So that would be 25 basis points. 100 basis points is 1%. So we're talking about 0.75% over the course of the year. And it only really affects the short part of the market. But the longer part of the market will adjust. And so we're looking for a little bit higher interest rates over the year. But remember, we're coming out of a very, very low interest rate environment.
So very low, yes.
So it should not impact the economy. It may reduce some demand for housing, but housing has been very strong. So what we're really trying to do is just get interest rates back to where they once were, which is a free market, not a market set by central bankers.
So you are not happy. I shouldn't say not happy. It was not normal for the low interest rates for those last 6, 8, 9 years.
As a money manager, you like to make the capital allocation decision yourself. You don't like to have the Federal Reserve, the Central Bank of Europe, the Bank of Japan buying bonds regardless of price, pushing interest rates down to even to the point of negative interest rates. So higher interest rates and the markets allocating capital will be a good thing long term.
Okay, so you don't sound like you're too concerned about a little rise in interest.
No, and think about it. Why are interest rates going up? Interest rates are going up because the central bankers are not supporting the markets because the economy is in good shape. That's a good thing. So a little higher interest rates will give savers an opportunity to get some income that they've been deprived of over the last few years because we've had interest rate repression, decline in interest rates caused by overpurchasing of Federal Reserve bonds, federal bonds by the government.
It's interesting. All of the insurance companies want the interest rates up. They are dying. They are literally dying because they can't make enough money to set their reserves.
Right. And there's a lot of people, as our demographics age, that are in retirement, and they should have some stake in the fixed income market, but they've migrated to riskier assets. So this will be a good thing over time. But as in life, adjustment periods are a little bit painful, so there'll be some pain, and we've experienced that already in 18 in the stock market.
Leanne, give your phone number before I forget to do that.
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997.
Ron, could I ask you a question regarding to the interest rates? And this is not our interest rates. What do you think about the interest rates globally?
Sure. As you look around the world, we still have almost $7 to $8 trillion of negative interest rates, mainly in Europe, on government securities. Europe will probably continue to be accommodative for a period of time. So we're bucking the trend, if you will. We're raising our interest rates when around the rest of the world, they're still trying to keep them at a low level. So over time, though, interest rates around the world will adjust. And in fact, our rates, I think, will have a ceiling, because as our rates increase, people see that our government bonds, when the 10-year obligation gets to 10 to 3%, which is almost is, foreign money comes in and buys it, because the United States is still a very good credit. So I don't think that the increase in our interest rates will necessarily negatively impact our economy, and I think our partners around the world will actually be investing in our bond market.
Now, if you like what you hear, put aside March 14th, 2 o'clock, registration at the Lake Elmo Inn. Ron is going to give a presentation there. We'd be open for questions. You'll take questions. And if you've got some questions that you like brought up, we may not get to all, but give me a call or send them to me. It's easier to call, 651-436-3997, and I'll make sure that those questions are answered.
Let me just ask, the event at Lake Elmo, that's free, right?
That's free. It is a free event, no cost.
And do you have to pre-register to get
in? We would love to have you pre-register, frankly, because we're going to have some treats.
I'd like to hear that.
So, okay. And I hate to eat all that chocolate by myself okay. the next day because I get sick.
Right. So you just got to need a head count for the treats.
Right. That's all we really need is a head count. And are you going to have any pass-outs, Ron? I haven't even asked you that.
Well, we could bring some things. But bring your questions, and bring your questions on local companies, because at Mars and Power, that's really what we invest in, local mm-hmm. companies. So if you had questions about Ecolab 3M, companies in our region, I'll have an answer.
That was my next question. So you took it away from me. Now I'm hurt here. you Mars and Powers is a company that primarily invests in local companies. What companies do you really, really like?
Well, currently in companies that we find attractive in our universe, and our universe is upper Midwest companies, and the three that I've thought about that I would like to answer that with is U.S. Bank. So U.S. Bank is a wonderful bank. Their cost of funds is low, meaning that if you go into the bank, your CD rate is not that attractive, and they loan it out. So the positive yield curve and an increase in interest rates will help them. They have a solid loan portfolio. In a different sector of the economy, Medtronic is a wonderful company. The stock has not participated over the last year as much as the market. In other words, it's a little more flattish than up. But it's a wonderful company. Every day, their products make people's lives better. They save lives. They're growing around into emerging markets. That's just a wonderful company. And then the last company I'd call out is a food company in our backyard, Austin, Minnesota, Hormel. So actually, the stock is down for the year. But as we look at people's diets, more and more people want protein. And this is a company that's in protein, in pork, in turkey, Skippy peanut butter, Justin's peanut butter, Muscle Milk.
Well, they own Skippy?
They own Skippy. It was an orphan brand from Unilever.
Yep.
They purchased it, and they've dressed it up, fixed it up, and come out with some innovative products in peanut butter and packaging, and they've done well. So those are three. But that's the type of thing, if you come to the meeting on March 14th, we'll be talking about.
Ron, would you go through a little bit the process of you actually choosing these companies?
Sure. Well, that's a good question. So at Mars and Power, our turnover is very low. So what that really means is we do fundamental research.
You don't pump and dump?
No, we don't. So as an example, last year, Mars and Power and our team of seasoned professionals visited over 135 different company managements. So we either have a company come in or we have a company, we go out to their plant and equipment. And in fact, as recent as yesterday, I spent 3 hours at Graco on their factory floor. So what we do is we try to understand what the company does, and then we study them from a durable competitive advantage method, which is Porter is a professor, and he wrote a book called Competitive Strategy. So it's really looking at a company from a 360 point of degree angle. So what we are looking for is companies that have a sustainable competitive advantage. Because we're going to hold a company a very long time, we want to understand that it can continue to increase its profitability over a period of time. So it's fundamental work, rolling up our sleeves, talking to management, reading everything.
Get inside their head.
Get inside. Understand their strategy. How can they defend their business? Can they grow their business? So just like what investors did years ago, that's what we do.
Now, something that I should bring up, just because you come to our soiree or seminar on March 14th, does not necessarily mean that you have to do business with the Lenanders. Leanne does use Mars and Powers mutual funds, but you can also go directly to your Mars and Powers and invest your money. So this is not for the Lenander people. This is for anybody who wants to come in and listen and learn.
And no obligation.
Mm. Do you have any worries about the United States economy now?
Well, yes and no. So the yes part is the worries would be if in the future we get into a trade war. We've seen some tariffs currently on steel and solar panels. So that would be disconcerting because we're in a worldwide economy. Then the no part is that, no, we're in good shape. The economy's growing at 2%. Unemployment is at a 17-year low. If you're not participating in the labor force, consider coming back in because there's jobs available. As we talk to our companies, they're looking for good quality workers. No worries.
Everybody is. How do I find more good people?
Right.
Leanne, you got a quick question for him?
Well, I'd like to ask a question regarding one of the stocks, and this is one that everybody's been hearing about lately, and that happens to be GE. Not necessarily just involved with Minnesota, but GE in general, and what's happening to some of these big companies and how something like GE can affect the markets.
We've got less than 2 minutes, Ron.
All right. Well, this is I could spend more than 2 minutes on GE. But this
sure
is a sad story of how a great American company could lose its footings. And GE, to cut to the chase, lost its footing in 2008 when we had the financial meltdown. They were too dependent on their finance part of their business. Then they tried to shrink that over time, and then they made acquisitions into areas like oil field equipment, into the power generation, pretty much at the wrong time. So really, it truly was and still is a good American company, but they've stumbled along the way.
They lost their focus.
Correct.
And I know, as a part of what you did, one of their big companies was Genworth.
Mm-hmm.
And they have lost a gazillion dollars.
Well, and then they also had aggressive accounting.
Right.
And now that is coming back to bite them.
It's biting them big. Now, if you like what you've heard this morning, March 14th, we're going to be at the Lake Elmo Inn from 2 till whenever Ron runs out of talking points.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. Answering questions, taking questions, giving you some insight. We'd love to have you. And we'll give us a call and make a reservation at to call 651-365-5000. I'm going to give it again. 651-365-5000. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. Join us again next week.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KOVB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.